Fatima is on the line from Michigan with a grout question. What is going on at your money pit?
I have a, my house is about 22 years old. I think it was built in 94. I have a family room that is, the floors are ceramic, and I noticed that the grout is breaking, and so the some of the ceramic tiles is kind of lifting up. And similar thing now just happened in the bathroom and the laundry room. So I was just wondering what is the best and most costly effective way to fixes that problem.
Fatima, what kind of floor is the tile on? Is it on a wood floor? Do you have a basement underneath this or what?
Okay, it's the house is two floors. We do have a basement underneath, and part of it is finished and part of it is not. I have the problem was noticed a while ago. In the upper floor bathroom, in the master bathroom is above the garage, and I thought that that may be because the garage is cold and maybe the difference in the temperature, so that was just like one crack. Now that the family room is having the same, the grout is breaking, and the other half bathroom, those and the laundry room, all on the main floor.
Because what I'm concerned about is that the base of the tile, however the floor was prepared for the tile to go on, wasn't stiff enough. So if there's any flexibility in that floor, then this would mean that the tile would move and the grout would start to crack and you could get tile that pops up. In this situation, it's hard to do a partial repair. Certainly you can... There's tools that can be used to grind out the grout. It could all be replaced, regrouted, but that's not to say that it won't continue to move. Loose tiles can be lifted up and re-glued to the floor and then regrouted, but it might not be the end of it. If it turns out that the base, the way the tile was installed initially, wasn't done very well, then that's why you're continuing to have movement and looseness and cracking. And so... in that case, the best thing to do is to take all the tile up and then to redo it really from the bottom on up, or to choose a different, you know, type of flooring material. You don't have to use tile. If you wanted to leave the tile in place and put another flooring on top of that, you could do that as well. And laminate floor works very well for that. It's a, you know, fairly new flooring material. It's extremely durable and it can look like tile or stone or hardwood floor. And it kind of snaps together and then it floats on top of the floor that's underneath it. You could put that right over the old tile. It's just that the floor would be a little higher as a result.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.